Hello, this is Brian Michael Page. Welcome to the Christos Vincit Podcast, a division of the Christos Vincit Network. Podcast
number five.
Christos Vincit, Christos Regnat, Christos Imperat.
Hello and welcome. Today is Sunday, January 8th, 2006, the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ. This solemnity, up until the current Roman Missal, was traditionally celebrated on January 6th, thus the completion of the traditional 12 days of Christmas. In the Tridentine calendar, it would be the solemnity of the Holy Family. Baptism of the Lord falls tomorrow, thus marking the end of Christmas season. Now, Tuesday will begin the winter portion of Ordinary Time. Let me give you a little explanation on the way Ordinary Time starts. There's no such thing as the first Sunday of Ordinary Time. What happens is, when Ordinary Time starts, see, Christmas season ends with Baptism of the Lord, and the next day is the first day of Ordinary Time. It's actually the beginning of the first week of Ordinary Time. And then come that Sunday following, which actually starts a new week, instead of creating confusion by saying, oh, the first Sunday of Ordinary Time, since it starts the second week, it just gets numbered the second Sunday of Ordinary Time. Today we're going to have our Journey Through the Germ continuation. We'll run through the music we did today. We're going to have a new Good, Bad, and Ugly scenario, and later on in the show, we're going to have another concert piece from the Christmas concert by the Holy Ghost Choir. I had all intentions this morning of getting some music recorded from the 10:30 Mass with the choir. However, I got halfway to work, and I remember now I'm a 45 minute commute one way to work. I got halfway and I realized I forgot the bloody recorder. So I want to apologize for that. I had all intentions of getting some new music together, some of the music for today. Didn't happen because of my own forgetfulness. Anyways, let's go through what we did today at Mass. Our introit hymn was As With Gladness, Men of Old. It's a hymn text that was written by William Chatteron Dix in the year 1860. The hymn tune that was written by Conrad Kosher was named after the composer, William Dix, simply named Dix, D-I-X. Many know the tune to another familiar text, which is often used for Thanksgiving. You probably know For the Beauty of the Earth. Since there was a baptism taking place at the 10:30 Mass, the greeting was a little bit different from usual, so the Gloria ended up being omitted. Normally we've been doing the Glory of the Bells by Alexander Pelequin. The psalm appointed for the day was Psalm 72, using the antiphon, Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. The musical setting was one I wrote back in 1991, back when I was music director and organist at Precious Blood Church in Woonsocket. The Alleluia, I'll give you a demonstration later on what the Alleluia was for the day, actually for the Christmas season. During the offertory, we used the traditional Epiphany hymn, We Three Kings of Orient Are, which was written by John Henry Hopkins, Jr. Hopkins wrote this for a Christmas pageant back in 1857, and it's great. You have the middle three verses, which depict each of the three kings, Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar, each with their individual gifts. If you listen to verse 2, Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. We'll fast forward to verse 3. Frankincense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh. And finally, verse 4. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume breeds a life of gathering gloom. During communion, the choir sang the First Noel, traditional English carol, which also depicts the Epiphany story. And we closed with our last Christmas carol until Christmas of 06, which is Joy to the World, adapted from a piece by George Frederick Handel. One of the things I forget to mention as well is people are probably wondering, how about singing the Mass? What are you singing for the ordinary of the Mass? That is, during the liturgy of the Eucharist. Well, here goes. The Sanctus we've been using over the last few weeks, the Holy Holy, it's been the English setting from Mass of the Bells, also by Pelequin. For the Memorial Acclamation, we've been learning the chant Mortem Tuam Annuntiamus Domine, which is from the Latin Sacramentary, the Jubilate Deo, Ordo Missae acclamations. The Amen, also from Mass of the Bells, as well as the Agnus Dei. The Agnus Dei was sung in English. We also sing the Lord's Prayer. We use the sacramentary chant in English, the one that starts, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I think you know the rest.
Journey through the germ.
I'd like to kick off our journey through the germ, the tour of the general instruction of the Roman Missal, or in Latin, the Instructio Generalis Missalis Romanis, or IGMR. To kick it off, I'd like to start by expanding on the Alleluia a little bit from the last podcast.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Now what you just heard there is the typical Mode 6 Gregorian chant, triple Alleluia. A little story about the Gregorian triple Alleluia. Its original use, back in the older days, was used as the communion proper, or part of the communion proper, for the Easter Vigil. Now, since Vatican II, it's enjoyed widespread use worldwide to introduce many a gospel reading. Here are a couple more examples of the singing of the Alleluia that I'd like to point out. One is the Alleluia in Gregorian chant as found in the Gregorian Missal and also the Tridentine Liber Usualis. The Alleluia was usually a single-fold Alleluia, and it's a little bit unique because the response is a little bit different from the intonation. The response is actually an extension of the last syllable of the intonation. I will sing it once through, just to give you a little demonstration here. I'm going to sing the intonation, followed by the response of the people.
Alleluia! Alleluia!
Just heard, by the way, was the one assigned for the Epiphany. I didn't bother going into the verse. The verse is very long. Text-wise, it's a lot shorter than it's put out to be. When you sing the verse as it's written, the many notes under one syllable can often make it a lot longer. But that was it was done that way especially for High Mass, because very often at High Mass a lot of incensing would take place, so this gave ample time for incensing and whatnot to be done. Now another example we have here, this is what I'm going to do next is a double Alleluia, and this is the one we did for today at Mass. Matter of fact, we've been doing it since Christmas. I've been doing this one specifically for the Christmas season. It's adapted from the familiar chant tune Divinum Mysterium, which is often used with the Christmas text of the Father's love begotten. This one here, like a typical Alleluia used these days, the response and the intonation are exactly the same.
Alleluia, Alleluia.
Like I've mentioned before in our last show, the Alleluia can be sung many-fold, single, double, triple, 20-fold, whatever. In some parishes, usually larger churches, basilicas, cathedrals, there's another way of using the Alleluia. You could use something like a typical triple Alleluia, like the mode 6, and it's either preceded by a full-blown organ fanfare. I do that sometimes when the priest is preparing incense, or by a full-blown fanfare for organ and or choir at the end, known as a jubilus, J-U-B-I-L-U-S. A choral jubilus at the end of the Alleluia was a practice that was once used on televised masses from the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington. I think this goes back when Dr. Leo Nestor was music director there. He was good for stuff like that. He was very creative about stuff like that. A really creative and cool idea, if you ask me, especially for longer gospel processions. Occasionally at Holy Name in Providence, when I was working there, we had a permanent deacon that would chant the gospel from halfway up the center aisle. So I would often use an organ jubilus to accompany the procession of the deacon and servers up the aisle. One of those servers, of course, was the thurifer. I'm going to move on to the offertory now. Here's paragraph 74. The procession bringing the gifts is accompanied by the offertory chant, which continues at least until the gifts have been placed on the altar. The norms on the manner of singing are the same as for the entrance chant. Singing may always accompany the rite at the offertory, even when there is no procession of the gifts. So what it's basically saying is the same priority list used as in the entrance chant. We mentioned that a couple of shows ago. We have those options of using the chant out of the Roman Gradual or the Roman Missal. I haven't seen one yet in the Roman Missal, but they do have it in the Roman Gradual. You can use the setting in a simple gradual, the seasonal version of the Roman Gradual. You have that song from another collection of psalms and antiphons approved by the Conference of Bishops or the Diocesan Bishop. You have that all over again, including psalms arranged in responsorial and metrical forms. And then, of course, the suitable liturgical psalm, or suitable liturgical song, I should say, approved by the bishops or your local bishop. Like the entrance chant, it can be sung by the congregation, or alternating between cantor and congregation, or between choir and congregation, or it can even be sung by the choir alone. Motets that are based on the proper assigned in the Roman Gradual, if available, make very ideal choral pieces at the offertory. Usually these are in Latin, though some are in English, but most of them are in Latin. If someone in the pew just happens to stop you after Mass and ask you what that was, give them a translation of it to the best of your ability, if you can. Sometimes translations are even included in the octavo, that is the sheet music that the choir sings the motet from. We go into our next podcast, we'll cover all the music sung at the Eucharistic prayer, the preface dialogue, the Sanctus, the Anamnesis, or memorial acclamation, and the concluding doxology, or the Amen. And now, time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Today's episode of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is brought to you by the Silent Night Seasonal Semi-Singers. Are you looking for a group of young carolers to sing for you at your politically correct event next Christmas? Or shall we say, Holiday, please. Well, look no further. The Curt Jester presents the Silent Night Seasonal Semi-Singers. Book them well in advance at splendoroftruth.com/Kurt Jester. When you get there, look for the archives on the sidebar and select December 2005 and you will find them there. Silent Night Seasonal Semi-Singers, exclusively at www.splendoroftruth.com/Kurt Jester. Usually when we do the good, bad, and the ugly, I try to drum up some hymns. Couldn't get such luck with epiphany-related music, at least something I can compare really good and really bad. So today, let's talk organs in a liturgical setting.
The good.
The grand old pipe organ. Well maintained and well played.
The bad.
The old electric toaster organ. Usually a Hammond or a Lowry.
The ugly.
A Hammond that's so fried you can cook a full course breakfast on it for you and your choir. And now for some music by the Holy Ghost Choir. piece you just heard is Le Tantor Celi, which is a collaboration between myself and 16th century composer Giovanni Gastaldi. The text was based on Psalm 96 and was appointed as the offertory proper for the Midnight Mass for Christmas. I want to apologize for a little bit of the sound effect. It was the recorder I was using at the time. And also, if you notice the first couple of verses, you could just barely hear my cantor. The cantor was Mrs. Jude Nagel. I did finally pass a microphone to her that worked, and you were able to hear her nicely through the third and fourth verses. So that was the Holy Ghost Choir, directed by yours truly, accompanied by Rule Gifford, and the cantor was Jude Nagel. And now for some links of interest. Today we're going to do some links that involve the members of the Christos Vincit blogging team. First of all, the home parish of fellow blogger Nick Bayshore is St. Patrick's Cathedral in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Nick has only been music director there for a couple of months. You know, he's a young gentleman who's doing quite well over there. You can find the St. Patrick's Cathedral site at www.stpatrickcathedral.com. That's St. Patrick Cathedral, not St. Patrick's. Our Lady of Fatima Church in Lafayette, Louisiana is home to fellow blogger Jason Pennington. Jason has a good-sized music ministry section in the parish website as well. You can find them at www.fatimalafayette.org. And finally, the parish I proudly serve. I've been there for about 14 months. Holy Ghost Church in Tiverton, Rhode Island. And you can find our parish site at www.holyghostcc.org. And just a few other links of note. A good friend of ours, both of Nick and Jason and myself, his name is Chris Sedlak. He's a friend of ours through several message boards. In fact, October of last year, I had the pleasure of meeting Chris, that's October of 04, I should say, in Indianapolis. He's now serving a Latin Mass community just outside the area. The parish he is at is St. Cecilia of Rome in Brookville, Indiana, and you can find it at www.stceciliaofrome.com. Then in Chicago, there is a church that has a little bit of everything. St. John Cantius Church. And when I say a little bit of everything, I mean the Saturday Mass is in English. And then on Sunday, you have quite the variety to choose from. You have a Tridentine Low Mass at 7:30, an English Mass at 9, a Latin Novus Ordo Mass at 11, and then a Tridentine High Mass at 12:30. All times, of course, are Central Time. Many good choral programs at the church as well. You can visit them at www.cantius.org. And finally, Holy Name of Jesus Church in Providence, Rhode Island. This is a church that I had served from 1999 to 2003. A wonderful group of people. They have also a little bit of everything. They have a mass on Sunday afternoons for the African community. They have a gospel choir that sings on most Sunday mornings. Every week there's a Tridentine Mass with the Schola Cantorum, which is the group that I led while I was there. There are pipe organs in both the main church and the adjacent Lady Chapel. And you can find them at members.cox.net/Holy Name Church.
Hi, this is Father Jay Finelli from iPadre Catholic Podcast.
iPodre.
Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. Drop by our site at iPodre.net. That's iPadre.net. God love you.
iPodre.
Matter of fact, you can catch the iPodre at iPodre.net. And The iPadre and I are both members of a new group called Disciples with Microphones. And you can find all of Disciples with Microphones and all their podcasts at www.DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. And finally, the Master Christos Vincit Network can be found at www.christosvincit.net. I thank you very much for joining us today. We'll see you next time with Further Journeying Through the Germ. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Christus Vincit, Christus Regnat, Christus Impera.